There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I'm gonna have a good day today. Gonna have a good time anyway. Put it all behind me. Lay it all away. Gonna be
7 days. Yeah. Let's do the death toll. That's always a good way to get started. And everybody will feel better. 7 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. McFadden's at the controls. Kessler is helping us with info. Paige is here going through the pages and pages and pages and reams of information so we have the correct math. Whether there are 6 people that have been killed in this train wreck in Philadelphia.
You are toying with me, aren't you?
I am, in a manner of speaking, yes.
I want to be correct.
I understand that you want to be correct.
Okay. Molly is a professional.
That's why we have you here, to make the rest of us look bad.
Well, I don't have my work cut out for me.
Yeah. She's a news professional.
Yes, she is, right. All right, so the news about the train wreck. What I want to know is why. We got 6 people dead, fine, and we know that the train tracks are going to be messy for the next day or so.
Yeah.
What I want to know, and that's the only thing that makes any difference to me, is why the train went off the track.
Well, many people want to know this. You're not alone.
Well,
no
but
one
I,
knows
it's
yet.
But nobody else. It's not the Ray Mupufnik program. It's the Doug Steffens Good Day program. So Doug wants to know.
Ring up the federal investigator shortly and
thank
tell
you.
Them you want to know, and we'll
I
get this thing solved.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
So what we know is that this happened, and it was an Amtrak train that was headed to New York City. It derailed, tipped over in Philadelphia. Right now, I mean, everything is just talking about what an absolute disaster this is.
Why? But it isn't really. It's a train that fell over. Mm-hmm. See, this is the news media exaggerating.
Well, but if you see the pictures, you've seen
the
pictures.
Yes, the train fell over.
Well,
and there are tons of pictures
over.
From inside. I thought that.
Yeah.
Sure, it fell over. It went off the tracks and fell over.
But it's crunched. I mean,
well,
the whole front end is crunched in. And
if you've ever seen, if you've ever seen a train derailment,
we had
one luckily here. It's unbelievable. To see these big, huge pieces of metal just twisted around like toys.
Yeah. Well, it reminds me of using the Lionel train when the train used to come off the tracks when I was a kid. It was a messy thing.
A little bit bigger than that.
I want to know if a train, if there was a problem with a locomotive, because if you look at the pictures, the locomotive was way, way off the track. The train itself, the cars sort of followed a little, but there was a big separation between where the engine is and where the cars
are. This derailment happened on a curve where there was an accident.
Yeah,
1943 or something like that, where 77 people
were killed. Between then and now. I know, between then and now, though.
So they're going to look at the curve and see at the curve. Mm-hmm. But let me tweak you a little bit, Dougie. You ready?
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready.
Guess what's up for review as far as funding in front of Congress?
Amtrak.
Yep.
Right.
And
so this was on purpose. Amtrak did it so that they get attention.
I'm going to give you even a little bit more so that you can put your tinfoil hat on a little
tighter. Keep going. Yep, keep going.
The Democrats are saying, well, we should fully fund the $1.4 billion
for Amtrak. Republicans don't want to put any money into it.
And because without us investing in the infrastructure, Amtrak will never be a money-making entity.
There never is going to be anyone.
The Republicans are saying, unless you cut the budget, they will not have to run it like a profitable entity, and they will never be profitable. We will always be holding our hands. So we wanted to cut it to 1.13 or 1.31. They want to cut $700,000 from the budget.
All right. $700 million.
No, 700. 1.13 billion.
Okay. Twice that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, you look at it here and you're like, okay, this is all up. Who is going to win? You know the Democrats are going to get the money.
Let me tell you how I feel about
it. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
All right, here's how I feel about this.
Hold on a minute. One more second.
One more. This. Okay.
So, apparently, the line in question, the Washington to New York and Boston corridor, that is the honeypot for all of Amtrak.
It is. Yep.
Nationwide.
Yep.
All the money that Amtrak makes is right there in that corridor.
Right.
All of that money
subsidizes the rest of the system.
Right. And therefore, the infrastructure for that Washington to Northeast corridor does not get the attention that it should get because all the money is derailed over
to
other.
The pun.
Right.
All right, so here's what happened. When they decided to do the fast train, the Acela, they redid the track from Washington to Boston. They had to replace all of the track, and in doing so, they went to these mile-long pieces instead of the welded units that used to be there. That on most of the rest of the system around the country, because the trains don't go that fast, is okay. But in this circumstance, they had a redo so that there were fewer joints and junctions, because those are tougher when you're running the fast train, which is about 110, 120 mile an hour train. It would, neither of those would go that fast into this turn, but because it was a regular train and not an Acela train that went off the track, it leads me to believe there was something else going on. And it wasn't going that fast. There's something else here that is not either being said or hasn't come out yet. There is something that smells about this. And so whether it was bad maintenance of the locomotive, whether it was something put on the track that caused it, I mean, there is traffic on this track literally every 4 to 5 minutes, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There's always something on this track. And so the fact that they watch these. I have a kid who works for me on the farm, who grew up on the farm. He works for $25 an hour. This kid works on the railroad tracks from Boston to Worcester. He tells me stories all the time about what they're doing maintenance-wise and otherwise to keep these tracks and the beds up to snuff. They'll go out. They spend 24 hours a day, 7 days a week during the cold weather, because the cold and the heat affects the steel in these tracks. And they have to monitor them, because if they didn't, the trains would be flying off the tracks every day. These things are subject to a lot of really wear and tear because of the weather. And when you add to that, these trains, the locomotives weigh 35 tons apiece. The locomotives weigh as much as an airplane weighs, the smaller airplanes. They're very heavy. The engines in them are large, and they have all kinds of other hydraulic equipment and electric generators and stuff in them. So they're very heavy, and they're hard on the track. So there is there's something here that is not, there's an obvious answer, and it isn't just the train came off the track.
How long until somebody starts screaming terrorism?
Well, somebody said that. I think Molly said that earlier, and I said, come on. I mean, everything isn't terrorism. It isn't about terrorism.
Well, the news outlets are reporting there's no sign of terrorism.
Yeah.
Well, do we need that said?
No, that becomes nonsense.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Can we mention, or do we have time?
We don't.
Okay.
Because I want to get this to personnel. We have somebody in Nepal who's going to give us an update on the situation and the emergency situation in Nepal next on Good Day.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
When you do have to work on an old bike, it's way cheaper to take stuff off than it is to put stuff back on.
And as always,
some people think it's cool, some people think it's stupid.
Today on American Biker Minute,
the Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
A timely, important biopic and one of the best movies of the year. If you have a dream, march to see Selma, my man.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers: Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. What do we got here?
Used to be a 1980 Heritage Softail. Not soft anymore. Strutted out the fenders, but put a little springy seat on it. Milwaukee should have done springy seats and no suspension. That's way better than that crap they had underneath there. We just took everything off of it that wasn't essential. Way cheaper to take stuff off than it is to put stuff back on. Then when you do have to work on an old bike, it's less stuff to take off to get to it. You stick your head down in there and say, oh, that's what the problem is. I'll have to take off a million covers first. It might get a little complicated. I don't have any experience doing that, but we'll figure it out.
What are you doing?
Some people think it's cool. Some people think it's stupid.
American Biker Minute.
Don't learn unless you try.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you prepare yourself for a brighter future? Here's the two keys.
First, be learning, not learned. A diploma or certification isn't the end. It's the beginning. Don't rest on your laurels. Keep learning.
Learn from your successes, from your mistakes, from others, from books.
Learn anywhere and everywhere you can.
The second key to a brighter future is, don't just live and learn, apply it. Knowledge has no value. You gain from it by putting it to use.
So make time for learning, but only after you've asked an incredibly important question. Will you apply it? If not, don't waste your time.
The power in learning comes from living it. That leads to big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
A timely, important biopic and one of the best movies of the year. If you have a dream, march to see Selma. I mean...
6 second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers, Age of Ultron. Now playing in theaters.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. There's a new profession on the horizon, laughter coaches. Now, before you laugh and call this profession silly, there may be some benefit in the humble giggle. Here's the science of it. Actually, laughter coaching is a part of traditional yoga, and it uses twister-like poses and exercises which are designed to make people laugh. Why? Laughing is good for the heart. Some researchers estimate that 1 minute of laughter, that's about 100 giggles, is roughly equivalent to 6 to 10 minutes of hard work on an exercise bike. And laughter also decreases blood pressure, elevates the mood, and improves immunity.
No, that's funny.
What's the cheap psychological trick? You want to improve your health? Either sweat it off or laugh it off, or maybe a combo of the two. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We're joined by Lex Kassenberg, who works for CARE and is in Nepal. The earthquakes now that have been history, every day there seems to be some new report. The latest quake, 7.3 on the scale. Lex, whereabouts are you in Nepal, sir?
I'm at the moment in Kathmandu, where CARE Nepal has its main office.
And
I came back from the field yesterday.
All right, so describe what's going on in the so-called field, if you would, please.
Well, as you know, we had a particular quake based on April the 25th, and it was followed by another big quake yesterday, more to the east. But some of the districts that were hit on the 25th and yesterday are overlapping. So it increases the damage that we have in these districts, and the people are really, really suffering. Those who still have some limited supplies left outstanding lost it all. So the people are really, really desperate in the country now and looking for any assistance and support they can get.
All right. So we don't have a great connection here, but let's try to make something out of the information that you have. Could you, first of all, tell us in your... in your history with your experience with CARE, is this as bad as anything that you've had to deal with in terms of the conditions after the earthquake?
Well, I've been for CARE also for Typhoon Haiyan and now here this earthquake. My clear impression is that the situation here in Nepal, because of the aftershocks and the now is an earthquake yesterday, the people here are clearly incredibly traumatized and don't know what to do. They don't want to go back into their houses for fear of another earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
So 2-3 days ago, you slowly saw people going back into their houses. And now they're back on the street again in tents because they don't trust what is going to happen. So that's a really, really challenge for the people. Psychologically, it's much more difficult here, I think.
All right, refresh us. I think most of us grew up understanding what CARE was or did. Give us a refresher course on CARE and what they're doing. Their website, by the way, is care.org. What is CARE's the challenge now?
Well, for us, the challenge in obviously the earthquake is to get temporary shelter out to the people as quickly as we can because it has also been raining already for a fair number. And we're also looking into what we call non-food items, that is dignity kits for women, but also buckets, clothes, blankets, because people need to stay warm and they need a place to stay.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think under the circumstances, the fact that we can get through to you at all is probably a miracle. Thanks, Lex. Lex Kassenberg with CARE. CARE, in my opinion, is one of the nonprofits to support. What I remember about them as a kid, what I know about them now is they aren't like some of the others that I'd rather you not give to. You might want to check out care.org.
Oh, man.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes. With fatty meals can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Y'all know how the flow is low. Young B and the ROC. Uh-oh. Okay, big homie, the one.
He's the Doug Steffen rappers. Kenny and Molly and Richie and I are doing rap. How are we doing? You like it?
Word. Yo, yo. What up, homie?
All right, so yesterday we were talking about this Pew Research. I think Richie actually. Gave us the nuts and bolts of the story. Number of Americans who are not affiliated with a church. And so now Bill O'Reilly has taken this information and added his spin from the no spin zone. He says the problem with Americans going to church lies in rap music. O'Reilly says, quote, there's no question that people of faith are being marginalized by secular media and pernicious entertainment. The rap industry often glorifies depraved behavior and sinks into the minds of young people in a way that overtakes their interest in going to church. It rejects religion, this sort of stuff. Now, I got no use for rap music for the most part myself anyway.
Said the same thing about Elvis.
Right, exactly, yeah. No, that's true.
It was absolutely. The comic book.
Yeah.
Well, that's right. True. Yeah. Elvis the Pelvis. Right.
Yep. O'Reilly sounds foolish. Most of the time I enjoy him and like what he has to say. This is foolish. But I'm not who he's speaking to. I'm not his core. He says the casualty here is young people who listen to rap music. They hear descriptions of depraved behavior. It sinks into their minds. They then reject religion. If their minds are that weak to begin with, then that shines a light on the home environment and the school environment. And I don't disagree that what he's saying, the rap music
does
affect.
Objectify music.
Yeah.
Objectify women.
Yes, absolutely.
And yeah. Violence.
Right.
And
yeah. But does it keep people from going to church?
Hello.
Yeah.
So do some pedophile priests.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah.
Next in the music department, let's change the tone here just a little bit. Or quite a bit, if you will. This date, 1971, The Honeycomb got a gold record for this song. Put it in the want ads. Richie, crank this puppy up, will you, please? Three ladies from the City of Angels got together in 1969. They had 2 million sellers, one ads, and another song called Stick Up. Remember that one, Kenny? Do you know that song?
I remember that one, Highway Robbery.
Yep, exactly. It was as foolish as this song. It was absolutely silly.
It's got a great beat.
No, it's got a good beat, but it's a silly song. But Stick Up was even sillier. Richie's trying to find it now. Anyway, they had four songs that were in the top ten, and
they'll have it.
This is I sound like Casey Kasem now. It was kind of a.
You've got a beat you can dance to. What's not to like?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. But and so how many people paid attention to the lyrics? And it sort of goes back to what we were just talking about with regard to the problems of rap music. You know, is that really, is it a problem? Does anybody really listen? Somebody must, because there's a lot of hooting and hollering about the lyric line, but I'm not sure everybody really does listen to it. All right, Aerosmith's Steven Tyler in the news today, according to the story that we have at DougStephan.com. By the way, the Bill O'Reilly story is at DougStephan.com as well. Steven Tyler has gone country, and here to prove it, his new country tune. What's this called, Kenny?
You know, I don't remember.
Love is your name
or something like that.
Is it? Okay. Love is your name. Right. Yeah. He performed it on American Idol. Right?
He was one of the judges on American Idol.
Yeah, right. He did. But
I can't believe I missed that.
Oh, my God. So, if you're an Aerosmith fan, what does this do for you? I'm thinking not too much.
No, it's cool. It's good to see something different.
It's good. It's good. Tyler didn't write the song.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Expand your life with ExpandoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Hello. Yesterday is gone, forget it. Can't do anything about yesterday. Let's focus on today, shall we? One of my favorite new philosophies is to forget about yesterday and focus on the now, the here and the now. Although a lot of the things that we talk about here on Good Day are things that have already happened. And maybe we bring you around to a focus on what maybe is going to be the outcome of these things that have happened. What's the now about it, and maybe what's the future? Later on in this half hour, Dr. Bruce Shanahoff will read between the lines medically for us. In the meantime, it is our job to go through things of interest and import for you, what you need to know, maybe a few facts here and there if we're lucky. Molly Page is in charge of that once in a while. Jennifer's got a few facts. Rich McFadden is here, Kenny Kessler, and the two stories that sort of, Kenny, maybe you've seen, I'm sure you have because you're watching Facebook. I'm looking at some of the Twitter stuff and Facebook stuff. Somebody who blamed me. We were talking earlier about black and white and the police and good police and bad police, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm not sure exactly what question you may have posted there, but this fellow said that I'm contributing to the problem because I'm not fair to the police.
Oh, whether there's a war on the police.
War on the police, right. Yeah. Yes, and I'm furthering it?
You're perpetuating it.
Perpetuating it, right, exactly. And how am I doing that? Because I'm talking about it, in essence? Maybe that's the...
He elaborated.
I'm guilty of talking about something that's important to America, and yet whether you agree or disagree with me, we ought to have a dialogue. It's not just to sweep it under the rug, because then, in fact, sir, you become the problem. 888-302-3684. A high school principal from Georgia coming under fire for comments she made at the end of the school graduation ceremony that many in the audience found to be racially insensitive.
see if you think this is, Molly, you have the quote, right?
Do I have the quote?
Do you have the quote? If you don't have the quote.
This is an excellent question.
This is the question. All right, so here's the lady. Nancy Gordick is her name, principal of TNT Academy in Stone Mountain, Georgia. She apologized. That hasn't quieted the controversy. At the graduation ceremony, she skipped the valedictorian speech. When the crowd started to leave the church where the ceremony was being held, she tried to regain their attention. Quote, y'all are the rudest people I've ever seen not to listen to this speech.
Y'all.
Look who's leaving. All the black people. Video of the event shows the crowd appearing to grow increasingly disgruntled as the people continue to leave. She raised her voice, and as you can imagine, the remarks angered the audience, many describing it as a racist outburst. She named only black people, said one fellow who was there for the graduation ceremony. She didn't say, oh, look at the Caucasians leaving. Look at the Indians leaving. She said blacks. So she apologized. She was angry because people were not paying proper attention. Is this racism? Is this just more? And are we, do these sorts of things happen all the time? And are we just off the mark because we're talking about it? Yes, no, opinions. Kenny, you'll start with you. You followed this story a little bit. What's the, this woman looking at, and being very judgmental here, and ought not to be probably, my opinion after reading, I hadn't seen a picture of her before I read the story. This is a lady who started the school. It's a private school. I believe it's a Christian school, is it not?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. So what do we get out of this? This is the South has more of a problem with this than the North? Yes or no? Who thinks there's more problems with this sort of thing in the southern part of our country than in the northern part?
Is that fair? I don't know if that's a fair question anymore.
Well, that's why I asked the question, to see if, in fact, there are
people... I don't
people
know if it's like that.
I think the perception is...
The perception is that, but, you know, I've been... My family's in North Carolina, and occasionally, in a small town, you might see a Confederate flag flying somewhere, but other than that, I don't see a lot of inequality, but that's my perspective. I don't know.
You don't see a lot of inequality where?
In the South, what you're talking about.
You don't see inequality in the South?
Well, I don't see it, is what I'm saying.
Hmm. All right.
I'm sure it's there.
Well, I think there's an example of what you're saying. If we look across the country to Colorado, the owner of a barbecue restaurant drawing criticism for offering a White Appreciation Day discount said
that's
all he wanted
a little creepy.
To celebrate was Americans of all races, not just one.
You know, it's about time, because you know what? I feel actually a little left out.
White people have not gotten a fair shake.
No, we have not. We don't have White Appreciation Month.
Well,
actually, they do, but they wear hoods when they do it.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Oh, all right. Molly's sitting right in here.
Am I off color?
No, it's okay. You're not off color. But off color.
Yes, color.
Right.
I see
it's all
what
about
you did
white.
There.
So this started off as a joke about how there is no holiday that celebrates the white community. And the fellow who ran the restaurant said it's been misinterpreted as a racially charged promotion. The name of the establishment is Rubbin' Butts Barbecue.
Oh, hello. It's a think tank.
God love these people, because think about, would you have ever known about Rubbin' Butts Barbecue like a week ago?
No.
How would we have gotten through this week?
No.
Without knowing of this?
Yep.
I feel the need to go there.
Yes, it is. It's important to go there. All right, so... Does that have anything to do with the rest of the conversation?
I forgot what the conversation was.
Well, the conversation was about black and white relationships and how it affects the police. And
about rubbing butts.
Rubbing butts.
Yeah. I don't know.
Molly, you got the latest total on who's been hurt after all these storms?
Indeed. This was just a crazy weekend for storms. Many tornadoes ripping through several of the central states. Two people now killed, dozens injured, and then we had tropical storm Anna in the Carolinas. But they are confirming two people dead now in southwest Arkansas. The victims lived in adjoining mobile homes, two other people critically injured. And then in Van, northern Texas, about two dozen people injured there, some homes destroyed. That was due to tornadoes. And there's also heavy flooding in that area. Tornadoes ripped off roofs as well in a town near Denton, about 40 miles from Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
They're not completely out of the woods yet, but, you know, they're still cleaning up from all of this damage from the weekend, so that there's a possibility they could find more people deceased.
Jennifer Horn received a bit of news.
I did?
Yes, you did.
No.
An email from somebody who thought you were doing a good job. Jennifer, I listen to Doug's show quite a bit because I always wake up in the middle of the night. I listen with the headphones in bed so I don't bother my wife. Doug is an interesting older guy that has lots of ideas on things. Not always correct, but he is not in a shortage for thoughts. And we are all getting older and must appreciate what the younger and older generations bring to our lives. You regularly demonstrate an ability to perceive situations accurately, in my opinion. For example, your breakdown of the Bruce Jenner interview was excellent. You pointed out that it seems like he didn't head full tilt into this transgender thing until his psychiatrist put him on female hormones. Men and women can have strong traits on the opposite sex, but yet not be gay or transgender. They are just a sensitive man or a strong woman. If they start connecting their socially perceived sensitivity or strength to their sexuality or physical self, I believe that's when they become confused. I believe the artificial application of female hormones have set him on this path. It's not normal, no judging, though. We all have our own problems, so I will not judge what I deem to be his problem. The only problem, he said, that I have is that I'm getting older. I'm an older guy. Really? I think Richie's an older guy. He's older than Molly. No, I don't know if he is or not. No, I guess Molly, you're a little older than Richie, right? In truth.
I think I'm older than Molly.
Oh, are you really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right. So
I'm from Hollywood. We don't have ages. We have age ranges.
Yeah, what is this old you're speaking about? What?
Yes.
Right. All right, let's see. What else? This guy went on and on and on. Oh, wait a minute. This is for you, apparently, Jen. And here is to you finding the right man that can make you happy.
Praise
hope
God.
You're not too
Hallelujah.
Picky. He said, hope you are not too picky.
Oh.
Then again, the man has to pick you, and I think he will soon. My wife had to settle for me, but I'm just what she needs, and she's just what I need. In the end,
that's sweet.
We are put here to have children if we possibly can. No time like the present. Make sure the man wants to. Is in on the kid thing as well, because little boys and little girls need a dad around just as much as this guy.
He's trying to get you knocked up, Jen.
I know. I'm excited.
Larry Austin is an Anchorage.
Thank you, Larry. I want to be, as you said, with child.
Really? I wouldn't have to get too carried away to have that happen.
That's right. That's what my
mom is writing to you while he's in bed with his wife.
Right, yeah.
And he's wearing headphones.
Yeah, we're all friends. We're happy threesome.
There's a meeting of a group of Middle Eastern leaders at Camp David. One person will not be there, the King of Saudi Arabia, Mr. Salman bin Abdulaziz
Al
Saud. Who's your what? He's not going to show up. This is a Gulf Cooperation Council meeting. Observers see this.
That
as
Obama
a,
always golfing.
Right, yeah.
I see what you did there.
Uh-huh. Right. White House downplaying the significance of his not showing up. Nah. Well, the Saudis are working on trying to get the Yemenis to go after the Saudis with them, right? You got to have a scorecard in order to figure out what the heck is going on. But I think that's one of the reasons for them not being together. And didn't the president go out of his way to go to Saudi Arabia to kiss the ring of the new leader after the old man died?
He did, yes.
So what's that all about? Oy. Speaking of what things are all about, the medical profession is full of contradictions. Dr. Bruce Shanahoff addresses one of them next here on Good Day.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you have a bad dream last night? Well, in these difficult times, more and more people are suffering through the night. Fortunately, bad dreams are pretty easy to handle. Here's the social science of it. Researchers have found that 70% of all dreams are negative. They're typically the falling, chasing, failing, and of course appearing naked in public dreams. But it doesn't matter if it's a baby nightmare or a monster dream. Gets the adrenaline going and strikes fear. All dreams are harmless.
Good night all, and pleasant dreams.
What's the cheap psychological trick?
To mitigate the fear after a bad dream, ask yourself one question. Was I hurt? Chances are the answer will be no. When you realize you're safe and secure, the pain of the dream is diminished. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Welcome to American Biker Minutes. Older, pre-twin cam Harley Davidsons are dirt cheap. Wrench got a 95 Fat Boy with 35,000 on the clock, asking $5,000 for a bike with no chain tensioners to worry about. Today on American Biker Minute,
the Movie Man. 6 second DVD review starts now.
Impersonating a comedy, the Wedding Ringer proves that money can't buy friends, a best man, or laughs. I'm out.
6 second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers: Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Twin cam Harleys are prone to cam chain tensioner problems, which over time may necessitate an engine overhaul. Prior to 2000, almost all hogs were powered by 1340cc Evolution engines. The Evo employs a single cam with no cam chain tensioners. Don't wait till everybody on the block figures this out and goes looking for a clean Evo. $5,000. Using money to steal the bike. American Biker Minute. You wear passports to the open road on two wheels.
Today on App Check, Bubble Shooter is Tetris with bubbles. It's pretty fun, but right in the middle of a game, an annoying pop-up asks if I want to upgrade.
What?
Bubble Shooter. Struck out.
The Movie Man. 6 second DVD review starts now.
A timely, important biopic and one of the best movies of the year. If you have a dream, march to see Selma. I mean.
6 second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers: Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Think green.
Harris Review. The Guardian newspaper of London is reporting that up in the Bolivian Andes Mountains, the Uruchapaya tribe's very existence is threatened by global warming. What was once a huge lake is now a cracked desert made of salt. Nothing seems to be growing there. The Chapaya Indians that have lived there for thousands of years are now thought to be the oldest surviving culture in all the Andes. The local river, now a trickle from global warming and the entire population no longer able to survive, the chief of the Uruchapaya tribe says that all used to be a water area with ducks and crabs and reeds. Now they have nothing to eat, he says. All their children have left, their people now perishing. Scientists say glaciers are melting and drought is spreading. And for the Uruchapaya, they're now facing extinction. From the Greeniverse.
Yeah, no hay pasto por los
animales. Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
And here we go with Dr. Bruce Shanahoff, who joins us on Good Day every week at this time, with an understanding of the medical world from perhaps a different and alternative point of view. He brings stories to the surface that have not had an interpretation or perhaps a sifting. How's that, Bruce? Is that good? Sifting through the stories and finding things that may apply to certain problems differently. What do you have today?
Well, there was a study published a couple of weeks ago in the Journal of the American Medical Association that was supposed to be a definitive study about the issue of MMR vaccine and does it have any relationship to autism. And, of course, the pro-vaccination, the pro-mandatory vaccination people were all creaming with this because it was this large study, 95,000 kids, and everybody got all excited. But what I would like to point out about this study is that the head researcher for this study is someone who works for the Lewin Group. And the Lewin Group is a consulting firm regularly employed by no less than 10 different pharmaceutical companies. And another client of theirs is the CDC. And while many people would think, well, you know, they have a government agency who's their employer, they must be pretty good, but according to Robert Kennedy Jr., who was testifying before a state Senate hearing in Vermont last week, he called the CDC, quote, an agency that has become a cesspool of corruption. Epidemiological studies such as these, that was the end of his quote, but I want to go on to say the epidemiological studies, they can be designed to prove almost anything. You could design an epidemiological study to prove that sex doesn't cause pregnancy. And so what I don't understand, Doug, maybe you can explain it, is how so many of the people that are wise enough to distrust manufacturers such as Monsanto people that are concerned about putting pesticides and GMOs in their body. I don't understand how they believe the nonsense the vaccine manufacturers claim, other than in a desperate desire to believe that they can have some magical safety net thrown over their family to prevent any form of harm. But it just isn't true. I want people to wake up. No mandatory vaccines.
All right, Dr. Bruce Shanahoff's website, 818newback.com. Check that out for more on his discussion here today on Good Day, 51 after the hour.
The receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
It's Tech Talk time now on Good Day. It's 53 after the hour. We're joined by Greg Seven, who's the technology editor at Men's Health Magazine, with a focus on, well, it may seem that we're going to focus on Uber, but there apparently is an Uber or that concept. It's called the concierge economy. You can call or you can write or you can fetch somebody to do most anything around your home. Let's find out how that works in terms of how you fetch them using technology in just a moment here on Good Day.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. There's a new profession on the horizon, laughter coaches. Now, before you laugh and call this profession silly, there may be some benefit in the humble giggle. Here's the science of it. Actually, laughter coaching is a part of traditional yoga, and it uses twister-like poses and exercises which are designed to make people laugh. Why? Laughing is good for the heart. Some researchers estimate that 1 minute of laughter, that's about 100 giggles, is roughly equivalent to 6 to 10 minutes of hard work on an exercise bike. And laughter also decreases blood pressure, elevates the mood, and improves immunity.
No, that's funny.
What's the cheap psychological trick? You want to improve your health? Either sweat it off or laugh it off, or maybe a combo of the two. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV. Under the circumstances, Greg, the apps that help you do your chores finding people that will do the work, more or less, whether it's the personal shopper that some people use, whether it's where to park your car, who's going to cook your dinner. You can order food online. I know we had that service for a while. Get a cleaner for your house, all of these things. So what is it that allows us, I guess allow maybe isn't the right word, but how can we avail ourselves of these things? Is it pretty easy to, are people, you just put an app up and people find it? Is it that easy, or how is this stuff promoted?
It is that easy. Of course, it depends on whether it's available yet in the community where you live or not. These things tend to start in big cities like L.A. or New York or San Francisco. But there's now services where you just pull out your phone and you hit an app, and Washio will come to your house, pick up your laundry, wash it, and bring it back for you when you're home again. Mm. Companies like Sprig and Spoon Rocket will come to your house and cook dinner for you. Ship, S-H-Y-P, you have something to mail out, like a package, and it needs to be boxed up first. They'll come and get the thing. They'll box it. They'll take it to the post office for you. One of my favorites is a service called Lux, L-U-X-E. If you're in a city like Los Angeles or New York, you tell them, I'm going to be at the corner of 7th Avenue and 34th Street. There's somebody waiting there for you. They take your car. They park it. And then when you're ready for the car, you could be in a completely different part of the city. They'll come and pick you up again and hand the car off to you. And often these services are able to deliver these services for you at no more than you would pay at a regular garage. Like Lux actually goes and parks your car at an outlying parking place. So instead of paying $20 an hour, you may pay $15 for the entire day. So you actually could save money with some of these services. In other cases, you're going to pay exactly what you would have paid by doing the chore yourself, except I don't have to actually do the chore.
Meanwhile, the driver is using your car, and he's running an Uber service on the side.
I would want to look into that. I mean, there's all kinds of, obviously, safety and security issues. And part of what drives this, so people are calling what I just described the concierge economy, because you're delegating pieces to an available army of people. There's also what others are calling the reputation economy, which is, I get to pick which driver is going to take my car, and I'm going to pick that person based on their ratings, so that person has a stake in having a very high rating, so I know that.
You know how much work it is to get all of this stuff in a piece of software? That's what I marvel at, this sort of thing.
Well, the software part of it, frankly, is not that hard. I mean, it's been invented now, and so you can almost cut and paste to build your own. The hard work here is getting enough people around who are reliable, who can serve everybody who calls and asks for it. That's what makes Uber possible, and it's the same concept here.
I know the drivers do well. The Uber drivers do well.
Well, one of the problems with this concierge economy is it can really drive the value of the service to the bottom. Yeah. And so that's something to be aware of if you're thinking about making some extra money this way.
All right, an interesting overview of concierge economy that we have in America. Greg Stebbin, tech editor for Men's Health Magazine, here with us on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.